listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. Israel has launched retaliation attacks against Iran. Early reports suggest there has been simultaneous blasts in Iraq and southern Syria. The extent of the damage is not immediately clear. Canberra is advising Aussies to leave now if it is safe to do so amid flights being diverted. A 31-year-old New South Wales man has been charged with multiple offences after raids in Logan allegedly uncovered a commercial-scale magic mushroom production operation. Properties in Marsden and Chambers Flat were searched yesterday. Police say they found 200 tubs of hallucinogenic mushies and a large amount of the product dried. A three-week police op targeting youth crime has wound up on the Gold Coast with 26 people arrested on 104 offences. But Acting Assistant Commissioner Andrew Massingham says there's more work to do.
We have work that we have not completed yet. We have seen an incidence of recidivism with juvenile offending down there, and it will be an area of interest for us over the coming months.
And a struggle to find studios is the new challenge artists are facing. Kate Boonis from the Royal Queensland Arts Society's Brisbane branch says studio costs are rising amidst the cost of living crisis, with suitable, affordable spaces becoming harder to secure. She adds it's disappointing for artists, but also the Brisbane community.
Being creative is so important for mental health, and it's a way of people expressing themselves. If we're not doing that in Brisbane, then we're not doing as much as we could be for the community.
Gold Coast is desperate for a win and tomorrow is facing Des Hasler's former club Manly. The coach shut down questions about their legal fight, but there's no mistaking his focus on getting a result. Hasler downplayed any extra spice in this match, saying their priority is a win, not revenge.
A win's the biggest meaning for us at the moment. Manly have been playing pretty good footy. They've been pretty consistent.
Round 7 continues tonight with the Dragons hosting the Warriors, then the Eels take on the Dolphins.